This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
After yesterday's developments, the Eagles crushed the Chiefs and Debo requests a trade. How does that sort of recalibrate your 49er wish list? Tim Kawakami joins us in less than 20 minutes. Let's go to Dennis in the city. Hi, Dennis. Thanks for calling.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Great, man. What's up?
Not much. Just want to play general manager, right? with the Niners. I'm glad Debo requested a trade. I think he needs to go, and hopefully they can get something for him. I don't know what, but anything would be good at this point. But getting back to the linemen, that's one thing that's driven me crazy about Lynch and Shanahan. These guys are very knowledgeable football men, and it's common sense that you build your line. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know why they haven't done it. You know, I know that the Trey Lance trade hurt them as far as having draft capital to be able to draft more guys. But, you know, you look at Shanahan, he falls in love with drafting running backs. He drafted two running backs in the third round that are no longer on the team, you know, and, he drives me crazy. They've been very successful, even though they haven't drafted well. And, but it's catching up with them now. I think that Trey Lance trade, with not having that draft capital, or not trade, but pick, giving up all those picks. It was a trade. Giving up all those picks has handicapped them from getting, you know, quality linemen, whether they be offense or defense. And, last year, I think the reason why they took Pearsall instead of an offensive tackle is because when they drafted, there were, the top offensive tackles were gone. So this year, they don't have that problem with 11. So I'm hoping that they get an offensive tackle, unless Mason Grant, that guy from Michigan, a defensive tackle, if he's available, I'd like for them to take him. I read up on all this stuff, who's available in the draft. And, there's got a lot of good tackles out there. So offensive tackles and defensive tackles. So hopefully they get somebody and they can start building those lines.
You know what's interesting? Dennis, thanks.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about that? It's a good call. I always, my shoulders get a little tight when someone goes, boy, they just haven't drafted well. I got loaded with homegrown talent that they've re-signed all over their roster.
Well, they haven't drafted on the offensive line well.
Yes, that is accurate.
I think that
is the
bigger point.
Yes, but they got it. They their first offensive lineman that they did take last year was a hit. Dominic Pooney was a hit. I'm not going to argue the larger point. What's interesting, though, is that Dennis is saying, man, I don't know why they don't sort of target those lines. And they do. They just didn't do a good job of it the last 2 years. If you think about, to me, what defines what was successful about Shanahan and Lynch when they came in was they took over and then they had that defense that only had two interceptions all year. And then they drafted Nick Bosa and the same secondary went to the Super Bowl. And it was like, how'd you do that? Well, they absolutely focused on the defensive line and they made that a really good group. And it was a good group, and it had Armstead, and it at that point it still had Buckner, And you know, you had DJ Jones rotating in, and you added Nick Bosa to it. It was a phenomenal defensive line, and they almost won the Super Bowl. So I think
neither Armstead nor Buckner was drafted by them.
Right.
In full fairness.
Right. But my point is that they focused on, like they've said this, that is their focus, is defensive line. And at times, they've done a good job of it and gone to the Super Bowl. Last couple years, certainly since the Super Bowl, there have been a series of moves that have been disastrous. And you can start with the Buckner trade leading to Kinlaw, but also the Hargrave signing was a huge bust. It was a huge bust. And it I thought, especially this year, really, really showed itself. I know he was gone after just a few games, but he wasn't good when he played, and then he was gone, and that was just that was a huge, high-priced mistake.
Right, and I do think that when you look at their track record of drafting defensive linemen, it's more spotty than you would like. Mm-hmm. I mean, you traded back, and you took Solomon Thomas with the third pick. You had the number two, and Chicago was so thirsty for Trubisky, you moved back, you got Solomon Thomas, and you got Reuben Foster, neither one of whom worked out. Bosa, obviously, is a big hit. You had Kentavious Street, Julian Taylor, you had Javon Kinlaw, first round, you know, talent that you thought, and you go all the way through Kalia Davis in the sixth, and you haven't spent a lot of high draft picks on those players, and when you have, you've missed. And yep. So that's where you look at it and you wonder if they can really turn it around in the draft.
Yeah, so I just think it's not philosophical. Dennis kind of made it sound like it was philosophical. I think they share the philosophy. They just haven't executed very well on it.
Yeah, and I wonder about the philosophy of the draft as far as the offensive line goes, because you need to invest. If you want to get a real good tackle, a lot of times those are the guys who go in the top half of the first round, and now you're sitting in the top half of the first round. And I look at, you know, what the Eagles have done, going all the way back to Lane Johnson, who they took in the first round back in 2013. The dude's been there 12 years, yep. And he was number four overall, and that was an absolute hit, and he's still there. So I wonder if they can find somebody, and Dominic Pooney's a guy in the third round who you love, and I do think that he's a cornerstone on the right side, but you need a center, and I like the target that you're looking at,
Dahlman
yep. In the offseason. I do think you need a left guard, a right tackle, and eventually a left tackle. You need a completely new offensive line over the next 2 or 3 years.
It needs to be a focus. There's no doubt. Let's go to that guy in the town. What's up, that guy? What are you doing?
Hey, fellas, what's going on? Hey, I'm hyped. I got a lot for you, but I'm hyped this week because it's a big weekend in the Bay. We got the New Year's parade on Saturday. We got the festivities. I'm a Warriors season ticket holder, so I'll be going to both sides. And can we officially get the Jimmy going on again for buckets? Hey, also though, to add on to what you guys are saying, you know who that dude is? That's Brad Pitt from Meet Joe Black. And then that guy that follows him around, you guys see that movie? Like, who is this guy?
Oh, you're talking about Big Dom again?
Yeah, that's Joe Black. Black, Brad Pitt.
So, I saw that movie once, and that movie's got to be 30 years old, doesn't it? I mean, did you see that movie?
No, never.
You never saw it?
No,
I think I saw it once.
Okay.
It's got to be 30 years old. So that guy, I don't know, man. Your references, we're struggling. We're struggling with your references, that guy.
I got this for you, though. What if I told you it's 35 years ago tomorrow that Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas in the Tokyo Dome, and that's what it felt like I was watching yesterday. The champ had no answers. He was getting knocked around, and we were wondering, when's he going to hit the switch and just knock these guys out? And it never happened. They look as confused as Mike Tyson did that night at the Tokyo Dome 35 years ago tomorrow. And then one last thing, a dibs I got for you on the halftime show. Can we finally get a Bay Area medley? I got it all planned out. A mini BART station is constructed at halftime, and all the Bay Area artists from Santana to Her and Vallejo, E-40, Steve Perry, Green Day, all these guys get off at different times and they just start doing their songs and just repping the Bay. What do you guys think about that?
I like it. And you'd have to add in Kehlani, in my opinion, the young R&B star from Oakland. But I just don't know if we have that same national or global appeal. And I do think that that's partly where Kendrick Lamar and his performance yesterday might have fallen short. And I'm not just going to cherry pick off my 81-year-old father-in-law who he chimed in later in the evening with, is this the best that we have here in America?
Yesterday.
And I was like, Pop, I mean, I don't want to come down your road. No. You are 81, and the halftime show really isn't for you. Is this the best we can do in America?
I want to shout out to anybody who watched the game with an old white person.
No doubt.
Or if you are an old white person.
That's me.
It's all good. We're old-ish. We're come on. We're on the front lines over
here. You're gaining on me.
I'm gaining on you.
Yep.
But if that's what you did, yeah, that one probably went over your head.
Yep.
That would be my guess.
Yep.
It probably went over your head, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But laugh at it, don't get mad at it, is what my suggestion would be.
Sure.
They're not always for you. You can't, there's no halftime act that's for everybody.
Well, it's actually,
period.
It's really not for you anymore. If you are,
ever.
If you've got F in front of your age, it's not for you. They're aiming for your daughter, my sons in their 20s,
sure.
Grandy and Lucas in their late 20s, early 30s.
But how many years ago was The Who? How many years ago was that? It wasn't that many years ago.
10 years ago?
Even if it was, let's say it was. Okay, The Who. The Who. Okay, what year was it? Look at Grandy, what do we got?
I'm looking it up.
2010.
Yep. 2010.
All 15
right.
years ago.
Yeah, right, but 15 but years
were,
ago,
The Who. You were 35.
Great, but The Who was before, predates me. The Who absolutely predates me. The Who right now are in their late 70s. So 15 years ago, they were 65 years old.
But they're not getting the call now. And also,
of course not. But
the
my
world
point,
is a lot different now than it was in 2010.
That's fair.
No doubt.
That's fair. That's fair. But anyway, I kind of like the idea of get a bunch of different people in there and take it. And you do have enough name value with Bay Area artists. Green Day is a huge name. Put a hologram of Tupac up there.
Oh, boy.
Do it. Why not? Like, make it a whole potpourri. What's wrong with that?
Tupac now is 33 years removed from when his first album came out.
Understood, but Tupac is Tupac.
Right.
That's a name. That's a name.
It is
a
name.
And that carries a lot of respect.
I want you tonight, this is your homework, go home when you're serving dinner for your three.
I will.
Put on some Tupac. And let me know what the reaction is.
Oh, they will go.
They'll recognize it.
Word
and
for
know
word
it.
On all right. California Love. Absolutely. Like, yes, only the mainstream stuff.
Right.
Right? But, yeah, keep your head up. Maybe.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Be a little keep your head up. But yeah,
dear, little dear mama,
they got
as you're serving,
man, probably not.
Lord knows, me not. Against the world.
No, but they'll like. They'll,
I get it.
They know Tupac. They know Tupac.
I'm just looking at going backwards. Usher and Rihanna, and you had the Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg experience.
I love
which
that
was,
one.
I
yeah.
mean, that was a great collection.
That was a great way to sort of cross different age
right.
groups. I thought.
Yeah. I just don't know if the Bay Area collab. Would be
well,
strong enough to draw the audience. I could be
idea.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's an idea. But
we
but anyway,
got 12 months to worry about it.
We sure do. Well, or actually, we don't need to worry about it at all. I'm much more worried about the 49er roster. But I do want to. Here's one other thing that we haven't said yet, and I know part of this is because of this show and things that. Mainly I'll say we, but like my Brock Purdy takes, I know it brings this out of y'all. Oh, do you want to pay Brock Purdy now? There's two things that I want to say about this. First of all, there's been more intel that came from New Orleans with plenty of NFL reporters, and it may have gotten lost into the whole, like there's Jimmy Butler and it's Super Bowl weekend. So I don't know how tapped in everybody was. Let me tell you something. This Brock Purdy extension is happening. It is going to be quick. It is going to be painless. It is not going to drag out. And it is going to be all of the numbers that you're scared of. Just so you can hate that, but I'm warning you right now, that's coming. And it's coming very soon. But if you want to ask, am I comfortable with that? Beyond. And I believe what Fred Warner said, if you watched him on Radio Row talking about, trust me, this is not a homer take. Like, we look around at the league. We watch tape on all of these QBs, and I'm telling you that Brock Purdy is that guy. I think yesterday's Super Bowl is a fascinating thing when you look at quarterback play. Greg Cosell came on this show every day, every weekday, every Wednesday, I should say, all year long, and continually kept saying, dude, Jalen Hurts doesn't see it. I don't know what's going on with him this year. He had wide receivers literally wanting to pull hair out of the sides of their helmets. And now he's the Super Bowl MVP. Why? Because he had time yesterday. And the supposed greatest thing who's ever lived in quarterbacking couldn't even get a pass off. Why? Because he didn't have time. So Brock Purdy's offensive line broke down and end of story. End of story. We've already watched 100 times over what Brock Purdy can do with time. I am not worried about Brock. I am worried about his offensive line. And that's it.
Yeah, I'm worried about his offensive arsenal and his offensive line and his special teams and his defensive line. It's more than just, is Brock good enough? And you saw that with Patrick Mahomes yesterday. Patrick Mahomes is still an amazing quarterback, but yesterday, he could do nothing because of his offensive line.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.